the floor.
Thank you very much, Madam Chair. Given the time constraints, I'll just take around 4 or 5 minutes. The International Conference on the Implementation of the Health Aspects of the Sendai Framework was organized by the Thai government, UNISDR, and WHO last week on the 10th and 11th in Bangkok. It was attended by over 230 participants from around 50 countries, as well as organizations, civil society groups, and UN agencies and other stakeholders. The conference assessed the current status and gaps for the integration of the health sector and the disaster risk reduction community. It discussed different approaches and best practices of affected countries and identified appropriate measures for the implementation of the health aspect of the Sendai Framework. Four panel discussions were held thematically. One was on implementation of the Sendai Framework to strengthen multi-sectoral disaster risk reduction to address the risks to people's health. The second focused on capacity building of public health preparedness and response. The third on strengthening the design and implementation of inclusive policy and social safety net mechanisms for DRR. And the fourth on partnerships and the role of stakeholders. The conference also discussed lessons learned from a tabletop exercise held just prior to the meeting between Thai and Japanese disaster relief teams in response to a hypothetical pandemic outbreak in a neighboring country. Based on the above mentioned discussions, the conference recommended the Bangkok principles for the implementation of the health aspect of the Sendai Framework. They are to promote systematic integration of health into national and subnational disaster risk reduction policies and plans, and the inclusion of emergency and disaster risk management measures in national and subnational health strategies, to enhance cooperation between health authorities and other relevant stakeholders to strengthen country capacity for DRR for health, the implementation of the international health regulations, and building of resilient health systems. To stimulate people-centered public and private investment in emergency and disaster risk reduction, including health facilities and infrastructure. To integrate disaster risk reduction into health education and training. To incorporate disaster-related mortality, morbidity, and disability data into multi-hazard early warning systems and indicators. To advocate for and support cross-sectoral transboundary collaboration. And to promote coherence and further development of local and national policies and strategies. Under each principle, several key measures were identified. Looking ahead, the outcome of the conference, which includes the chair summary and the Bangkok principles, will be presented to global and regional health and disaster risk reduction processes, such as the Asia Regional Plan for the implementation of the Sendai Framework, the global and regional platforms, and the ongoing review process of the international health regulations, which will be considered during the upcoming World Health Assembly. Let me end by thanking UNISDR and the WHO for co-organizing this conference, as well as to the Special Representative of the Secretary General personally for his attendance and support. Thank you.